Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, she's the creator and illustrator behind the homeware and artwork company Abide Creative. Jen McKenzie is also a qualified interior designer who's been working very much in a corporate space in the past couple of years and in a commercial space. She knows where you put the couch, what color the couch should be. She knows where to put the artwork. Jen, you're pretty clued up when it comes to making a space amazing, right?
I really do try my best.
Okay, so let's talk about making your own stuff. It's one thing to be an interior designer and, you know, bring in, furniture and, pieces of art and that are made by other people. But it's a whole other story to make your own stuff. And this is what you're doing with Abide Creative, right?
Yeah, it's sort of where I draw my inspiration from is just recreating old things. So finding something old and trying to find a new way to apply it that's relevant to now. So one of my projects that I'm actually working on at the moment is using old parquet flooring to clad a wall or to become a table or a furniture item. So I just find that really exciting to be able to use something that was currently in a different position, like on the floor, and there'd be something that you actually like eating your dinner from.
Yeah, and I mean, this idea of, you know, taking something and making it more or personifying it or adding your touch to it to make it your own original piece of work. When did you start sort of playing around with that idea and that becoming, you know, the thing that you will become known for?
So while I was working in corporate, I needed a bit of a creative outlet. So I did start playing around with things and coming up with ideas. And then in November last year, I decided that it was time to just go on my own and actually give it a go and try something from it. So I think, yeah, I've been playing around with ideas for quite a while. And then now that I've got the opportunity to actually just spend each day doing what I love and creating something new every day. That's just how it's come about.
Says here, your ethos is to create environments that aren't afraid of being significant and spaces that work as hard as the people who use them. Do you think that sometimes we underestimate the influence that, you know, our space that we've created has on our output and our mood and all of that as people?
Definitely. You put people... Well, I personally feel you put people in a space where they don't feel welcomed or they feel isn't like a homely or hospitable environment. It's immediately going to switch them off and not want to interact or be in that space, want to be in that space.
Are there, you know, things that consistently will always make a space better that you found in your work as an interior designer and, as a creator and an illustrator? Are there just things that you can put into a room or put into a space that automatically make them better?
I think so. Number one for me would be paint. It's affordable, it's easy for anyone to use, and it immediately brightens up a space, gives a space character. And then your soft finishings, if you're going to put in a couch or scatters on the couch, rugs, artwork on the walls, the more stuff you add to a space, the more you're going to want to be in it.
Absolutely. Talk to me for a second about, you know, figuring out your voice as a creator and illustrator.
Wow. My voice. I'd say with the range that I've got going on at the moment, it's very inspired from how I grew up. So I'm from a farm. I grew up on a farm and my mom was always in the garden or arranging flowers. So botanicals and florals have really inspired my latest range, with the delicious monster leaves and just, yeah, botanicals. So I'd say that's really my voice at the moment, is to just bring green back into your space instead of just being like hard finishes everywhere, just allowing like nature to come back into your interior environment.
Are you able to kind of walk into a room and tell a lot about the person before you've met them if they were involved in putting that room together?
No, I'm going to say no.
Come on.
I think everyone needs to have freedom in their own home. Everyone needs to be able to express themselves in their home. You can obviously tell people that do pay more attention to their homes and that's where it's important for them to have a beautiful home. But I definitely can't say I'm going to go judge someone when
judge someone with. I think we lost you there for a second. We'll get Jen back on the line. But yeah, I've always wondered about that. Like, you know, interior designers and that, if they are able to sort of tell a lot about a person before, you know, they've even met the person, if that person, you know, put that room together. It's a bit of an interesting one. I would imagine in the context of, like, figuring out if you should marry someone, it's important to be able to decode what their space looks like, because you get married and the next thing you know, you got this person they're either good or they're bad, and you may have seen the signs coming. If they didn't make their bed when they weren't with you, chances are they're not going to make their bed when they are with you. So we're trying to reconnect to Jen now. Jen's, of course, a creator and illustrator behind the homeware and artwork company Abide Creative, and she's doing some unbelievable work. She founded her company to make and sell affordable artwork. Her goals are to create distinctive settings, bold accessories, and feature pieces that can be displayed in a multitude of settings. It's very difficult sometimes to pick out, you know, what pieces of art or pieces of homeware to put into a space. And some of her stuff, I'm looking at her Instagram right now. Her Instagram is abide_creative. It's very original and very, very cool. And one can absolutely see why she's been chosen as one of Design Indaba's emerging creatives for 2016. All right, we're going to try and get Jen on the line. We'll continue our conversation with her on the other side of this.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Back with Jen McKenzie talking about her role as a creator and illustrator behind this unbelievable brand, Abide Creative. Jen, before we were so rudely interrupted, you were talking to me a little bit about assessing a person based on their space, and that you can't get this right.
Yeah, I think people need their own freedom in designing their own home and creating their own home. So, yeah, I think that's a space where you've got to freely express yourself.
Very cool. I was telling everyone now, I was looking at your Instagram. It's very, very cool. I'm going to ask you the cheesy question that I hate asking, but it's a good question in its own way. This word inspiration, how do you curate it, collect it, find it? Your relationship with inspiration, where are you at?
Inspiration currently, I think it just goes back to my voice at the moment, is where I grew up. Almost like that's where I'm starting a business. So I'm going back to where I started my life. And just drawing inspiration from what's around me, what I love surrounding myself in. And that is nature and being outside with botanicals. And yeah, I just, at the moment, that's where inspiration's lying. I'm busy starting to explore a little bit more into pattern and yeah, a little bit more into color. Everything's sort of been very black and white for my first range. So for 2017, we're looking at a bit more pattern, a bit more color.
And all of that. Fantastic. Well, it was very cool speaking to you, Jen. Thank you so much for joining us on the line. To keep up with Jen, you can check out her Instagram. It's abide_creative. She's one of Design Indaba's 2016 emerging creatives.
Learn a little Italian with Cocacchio Pizzeria. Ciao in Italian means hello. It also means goodbye. It's a small word, ciao, but it's a big deal. It's just like our new Piccolo lunchtime menu. It's smaller, but it's a big deal. Now you can get smaller Piccolo portions of the same great quality you've come to expect from Cocacchio Pizzeria for under 60 Rand. Sit down or take away Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Cocacchio Pizzeria. We are the reason you crave pizza. T's and C's apply. Ciao.
What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity, connectivity. I'm not so connected today, am I? To voice and cloud platforms, to the latest IT solutions and more. iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with more reliable connectivity and the necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer. All delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnect.co.za for more information. That's iConnect.co.za, the one provider to manage all your communications.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hanging out with some of Design Indaba's emerging creators for 2016. Let's say hello to Luhandra Fortsman, the founder and designer of the homeware brand LK Fabrics. Luhandra, how's it going?
Good, thanks, and you?
Very, very good. In a nutshell, what does this Luhandra Fortsman individual do? What's your 9-to-5? What's this all about?
I own my own textile business, so we do homeware textiles, and we have the brand, obviously, LK Fabrics, and we focus in contributing affordable fabrics to individuals to be able to update their home schemes.
And you know, your initial idea to get into the space of changing people's homes and so on and so forth, I mean, you know, where did it spark from?
It started when I was doing my own home and I just could not find what I was looking for. And I couldn't find it at an affordable price. Being a young professional, you know, I couldn't afford to go to high-end homeware fabric stores. So I, having a textile background, started printing my own so that I could have exactly what I wanted, and people liked it. So a business began.
Talk to me about figuring out how to put which textile where, and, you know, how to not make a room look like there's too many patterns going on. Sometimes people go, you know, very plain, and they don't go with things that have loads of patterns in that, because they're a little afraid. It's like me. I wear black every day because I don't know what I don't want to put on a striped T-shirt. It's going to make me look fat. So figuring out, you know, how much pattern is too much pattern or too little, how does one get objective about that? Or does it even matter? Is your taste your taste?
Your taste is your taste. I am the pattern queen. No amount of pattern is too much pattern.
Wow.
So be bold, do what you want to do, and just have fun in your home.
But for people that are a little afraid of, you know, experimenting with pattern and that, and maybe looking at the work that you're doing over at LK Fabrics and saying, that looks really cool, maybe I should, you know, do a little bit of pattern. Are there any guidelines you should follow?
Well, introducing one pattern into a scheme is always the best way to begin. Obviously something that works with the scheme that you've got. My patterns in particular are quite bold, but they don't overpower room. So it just adds a nice pop of freshness and a little bit of fun to a space.
Tell me about getting your stuff out there. Obviously, this has been a great opportunity with Design Indaba to have your stuff showcased. But talk to me about, you know, getting what you do as this textile design company into the hands of loads of people all around South Africa, the continent, and the world.
Well, for me in particular, social media is key. I promote everything via Facebook, via Instagram, and through that lead people through to my website where the whole of South Africa has access to my brand.
Very cool. And you exhibit a lot at different places. Do you speak to a lot of people and get a lot of feedback on what you're doing? And if so, how do you integrate that feedback into your vision?
For sure. You know, exhibitions is where it's at. That's the public. These are my consumers. So I hear what they have to say. It's very inspirational. Everyone's got a different story to tell. And it gives me so much inspiration to go back to the designing board and just throw down new ideas. Obviously, my style is geometric. So it's, you know, someone mentions a stained glass window and that leads to something really interesting and a really nice new design.
What for you, you know, is the most important thing for people to take away from, you know, your work and what you're doing? What is it, do you think, that you're doing differently that people should really sit up and take notice of?
Affordable, accessible textiles to just update your home, give you a sense of fun within your living space.
Perfect. That was beautifully articulated. Like, it's right out of a business plan. You've got this model worked here, Luhandra. That's very impressive. But I do like the emphasis on affordability, because I think a lot of people sometimes do just go plain because they think that's going to be what's cheapest. And actually, you can invest in, you know, custom stuff. You just got to find the right people.
Absolutely.
Power. Well, listen, thank you so much for hanging out. You got to leave me with one final line. It can be whatever it is that you feel we should still learn from Luhandra Fortsman.
Oh, pressure. Final line from Luhandra Fortsman is support local.
Yeah, I like that. It's a very important message, especially when the local stuff is as dope as what yours is. It's LK Fabrics on Instagram. Luhandra, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much.
Power. There you go. Another one of the Design Indaba emerging creators for 2016. Lohandra there weighing in on textiles and all of that stuff.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.